Hey, welcome in here to wrap up KER. The good news from KER, this is in a political direction, though, talking with Jim McKinney right now. It's not necessarily good news, in my opinion. It's more very what I would call frustrating news. I had a Trump-Pence sign in my backyard that was facing the golf course on my property, and somebody came along last night, pulled out that sign, and put in a Biden-Harris sign. Makes me very angry when people actually infringe on my property and do something like that. I have a major problem with that, but I'm not going to go stark raving mad. All I'm going to say is I am so disappointed in American society right now, and I am so disappointed in the Democratic Party because of all of the personal hatred that has been instigated in our country. Jimmy, I'd like you to comment on that.
Well, and up until 2015, everybody in Hollywood, everyone in Washington, D.C., everyone in New York wanted to be seen with Donald J. Trump. He was given awards. He was friends with Al Sharpton and people like Jesse Jackson. But something happened when he announced his presidency. The Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party went on a scorched earth, destruction of character campaign that created a tremendous amount of animosity towards the man and for politics. They've carried forward that, the Democratic Party, and actually Republicans as well within Washington, D.C., have carried forward comments through the Russia collusion hoax, through the Ukraine impeachment, through the COVID crisis, in order to undermine his character and destroy him personally and create a tremendous amount of hate. The result of that, we have seen in cities around America, over 200 cities, over $1 billion in damage, with burnt property, with businesses destroyed, with people actually killed over violence that was created by this hatred and fear and intimidation that Donald Trump was a fascist and a racist. They are both fabricated lies. And unfortunately, so many people are tied up in that belief on the left right now that it seems like we don't have a way out of it.
Well, it really does seem like we don't have a way out of it. I mean, to me, this whole thing is absolutely amazing. Violence, anarchy in the streets of Seattle and Portland, Los Angeles, San Francisco, going back to Minnesota on the East Coast, et cetera, et cetera. Makes me very, very unhappy. And what I'm starting to do now is simply explain situations like this on this particular radio program and on our website. No pros, no cons, no animosity, no name calling. Simply trying to do what I can to inform society of what's going on. If listeners choose not to buy into that, that's fine. All they have to do is let me know, and I will immediately go in a different direction, which I already have to a very large extent. KER Politics is now called The Good News from KER. If you listen to many of the other segments for this weekend show with John Horvath talking about non-secular issues, with Chuck Page talking about how to improve yourself, how to isolate yourself from anger, you'll see the direction that I am taking now with the program. Jimmy, you know, as the chairman of the Re-Elect Trump Committee, you got to be going through an awful lot of hardships right now.
You know, I in the light of the KER good news stories, I will say that there's a tremendous number of people that actually still believe in America. There's a tremendous number of people that are out there trying to get involved in order to protect our basic freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom to worship. You know, casinos are open, but churches are closed here in Washington State. There are people that are standing up. And I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that there are more people out there that actually love this nation and want to see it do better than there are that think it needs to be torn down. So from that perspective, it's hard. We get people coming into the office every day that have had two or three signs like yours torn down, but they keep getting them. And people that were not willing to stand up in the past because they were intimidated by the left and some of these accusations realize that Donald Trump is not the perfect character, but none of us are. We're all human beings. And that, look, in order to protect our future, somebody's got to stand up and fight. No one hired Donald Trump because he was a nice guy. No one voted for him because he was the greatest character in the world. They voted for him because he was standing up to this elite ideology in Washington, D.C., that thinks that disconnected from our society and thinks that they're more important and they know better than everybody else while they sell us out, while they sell Americans out and their jobs, what their freedoms and their individual rights. And what we're seeing is a pushback. So I'm optimistic that we're going to have a significant change, and I'll predict it. I think November 3rd, we're going to see a very different outcome than the polls and the media are trying to present.
Well, that's pretty hard to say. That's what happened in 2015. I do have a little bit of fear for our society if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't get elected. I do have a certain amount of fear because I don't think the Democrats will stop there. I think you will see the violence that has been going on in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, various cities in the Midwest, and most of the cities on the East Coast, I think will escalate, Jimmy.
I'm afraid that that may be the case. What I'm more concerned about is what happened under the Obama administration. The Obama administration, in order to achieve their ideological goals, used all elements of government, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Civil Rights Division, and the DOJ, IRS, the EPA. They used the power of government to influence, intimidate businesses, to shut down people they did not like. Imprison some people for small acts. The film director that that was charged for a Senate campaign donation and in prison for 7 months. Dinesh D'Souza, unbelievable political attack on individuals, and that's what I fear most with a Biden-Harris is retribution and using those elements of power not in line with the Constitution, but in line with their ideology, and that's what's people are pushing back against.
Well, people are pushing back against that right now. The country basically is, I would have to say, as divided as I have ever seen it. My goal from now on, because I think that this program, we have a big enough audience that we can make a difference, and I am going to focus now with people like Charles Page and others. I'm going to focus simply on what we can do as individuals to make life good for us. Any comments on that one, Jimmy?
I think what people can do right now is they can vote, they can influence, and they can go ahead and pray for America. They need to get out and get people that are interested in protecting those basic values, and they need to stand up and not be afraid. I think that basically most people are good. Depends on what information they're given, and the biggest thing that we can do to change our future right now in America is not allow tech and media global corporations to direct and dictate our future. And right now they're doing it what they believe is in their best financial interests and their best ideological interests. And we've got to push back against that. Get off Twitter, get off Facebook, get off these influence ideas. They sell you as a slave. Sell your data in the new modern slavery. And if we can get back to just basic values and principles, then I think we can move forward and the nation can do better. And I hope that's what we have facing this COVID crisis, facing these challenges and this misinformation and this tremendously powerful, influential voices on the media, progressive ideologies. If we can push back on that, we'll be all
Well, the
right.
first direct action, Jimmy, that I have taken is I received in my email yesterday notifications from Twitter and notifications from Facebook saying that where am I? How come I'm not participating? I have literally hundreds of people trying to get hold of me. I'm simply not going to Twitter or Facebook ever again, and that feeling is based on the documentary that I watched. Basically, that was stating how Twitter and Facebook can really control people's thoughts.
That's right, the social dilemma.
Yeah, I have a social dilemma. I'm pretty worried right now about this, Jimmy. But let me say this. You guys would like you to weigh in on this. I will be taking all of my weekend coming up to address your comments. Jim, thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.